It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
In the studio, we have Ruben, who's going to be doing a totem set this weekend at the King's Arms for the 95BFM Christmas party. He also plays in PHF. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right.
You're going to talk to us a little bit about what you've been listening to lately?
Yeah, a little cheeky yarn.
Okay, so what's the first one that we have lined up?
So the first one is Blood Skating by Clouds, which is like... it's off this compilation called I Care Because You Don't, which is like a reference to the Aphex Twin album, I Care Because You Do. It's like a Scottish label, I'm pretty sure, that is run by Clouds, and it's all sort of like techno... breakbeaty stuff. It's all quite like noisy and industrial mostly. I think I just stumbled upon one of the tunes on SoundCloud, not this one, and bought the record because it was £6.66, and I was like, oh, why not? And it was like free shipping, and I also got DJ Rashad double cut for $9 at the same website, so I was like, why not?
Snag.
And so it's like there's a record that comes with like the four actually the best tunes in my opinion on the whole compilation. It's like a 17 song compilation, and yeah, this is one of the tunes, and this is probably like the best on the whole compilation,
even though it wasn't the one that you stumbled upon first.
Like it was like, to be honest, I was like, it wasn't my first pick as well, like, but
it's the one that grew on you
for sure. It's the one that like stuck the most, that still at this point, you know, like a year or two later, I'm like, yo, this is very ruthless. Yeah, and it's like very gnarly production, very like well put together pieces, and like somehow makes like really soft pad sound with like really gnarly drums work well.
And you have a few projects. Would it line up nicely with which one? Would it?
Totems. I mean, yeah, this is like definitely one of the influences of like the last album I put out. It's like just the way like everything sits. Gnarly drums with like soft pads as the buzz.
Yeah, nice. Okay, we'll give it a listen.
Mate.
What's it called?
Blood Skating by Clouds.
Sweet.
Sure. We'll be right back.
What was that one called again?
Blood Skating by Clouds.
Ah, nice. And it was from a compilation, 17 tracks.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, something like that. Quite a few.
Oh, awesome. So this next one, you tell us a little bit about first.
I Need Your Lovin' by NRG. Not to be confused with the word energy. It's the letters NRG. It's like a classic, like hardcore tune, I guess. Yeah. I sort of chose this one because, like, I listened to it, and when I was making the album, I was very highly influenced by hardcore. Like, I mean, most of my tunes are like the period when hardcore was like kind of turning into jungle and turning into heavy hardcore, and they're kind of splitting off. Like, just before they did split off is like such a good period because it's just like jungle tunes that are like maybe tiny bit slower and more like dance focused.
Yeah. A bit more accessible.
Yeah. And like, as much as I love jungle tunes that are just like, you know, eight minute long, like real just shreddy break beats and stuff, like, I feel like, I don't know, I have a real short attention span when I'm making tunes, and everything I'm just like trying to like chuck in as many new sort of bits in there, and that sort of fits the hardcore mold a bit more, I guess.
Well, this one is just a great dance track, I'm sure. Like, yeah, I gave it a listen. Awesome.
Yeah,
and it's recognizable as well, which is always good.
Yeah, it's got that classic sample. It's been flipped a few times, covered a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we give it a listen?
Yeah.
What was it called again?
I need Your Lovin' by NRG.
Perfect. Yeah.
That was such a good
dance tune. I Need Your Lovin' by NRG. Got Ruben here, who's doing Totems and PHF at the Christmas party this weekend. What's the next? Oh, you do want to play the 3-6 Mafia one?
Yeah. So this is like from when 3-6 Mafia was still called 666 Mafia, and they changed the name to 3-6 Mafia, I guess, to like make it less like 666 reference. But so this is from the this was actually on the Smoked Out, Loked Out tape initially, but this is like the remastered version, which I actually like. Very rare case in which like the remaster is like kind of better because they've just like made the beats hit harder. Like this is it's like Underground Volume 1, I think, like 91 to 94.
This
is like, it's just like all my stuff is like super influenced by this kind of like old Memphis and like Chopped and Screwed, like the whole like 90s southern buzz that is like finally kind of like hit the mainstream in the last like 5-10 years. Like,
yeah, it's cool that there would have been like an awesome ass scene back in the 90s.
Well, yeah, it's like crazy to think like these beats that sound like pretty much like modern trap beats are like from like
from
before
way
I was
older,
born.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm a big fan of like this kind of production style, which you can like kind of see in like a lot of newer producers, like maybe like, I don't know, like Perp Dog and like even like Metro Boomin and stuff. There's like kind of spooky, softer samples. It's like the same thing as that Clouds tune. It's like the softer, spooky kind of ethereal samples with like heavy bass and like real hard hitting drums, which is just like always a winning formula.
Fun, yeah.
And also, this is like, everyone talks about the Migos flow, the like triplet, like this is the OG of that. This is like Lord Infamous is like the person who made that up. Well, you know, he obviously didn't invent the triplet, like,
but just like really used it back
exactly.
in the 90s.
And it's like using like, obviously Bone Thugs as well were around a similar time, but this is like slightly before, and like just using that flow of the solid triplet the whole time is like, yeah, I know, it's just weird when people say Migos flow. It's like, oh, have you heard of Bone Thugs? Like, that's a real obvious one that you should like
that you should give it a listen.
Yeah, I don't know, it's just,
when did whatever. You find this one?
In high school. I mean, like, there were like 3-6 Mafia songs I was aware of when I was like, you know, and a young kid or whatever, but I never, because I was like, when I was a kid we could tune into 88.6 in my mom's car, and like all my cousins and shit, they only like listened to hip hop. So I remember like hearing Sippin' on some Scissor and stuff as a kid, but this one, like, I really like when I started listening to Space Ghost Perp in high school. Like, this was like something that I heard was like, well, he basically ripped off for that Black Clam Radio mixtape, and I was like,
give that a listen.
Hell yeah,
sweet. What was it called again?
This is Now I'm High, Really High by 666 Mafia.
Sweet.
Substance infesting my brain, so this causing confusion. I picture Teflon in slow motion, this piercing through flesh and continues to cruise. And wait, think straight, don't haste, pace, penetrate, face, ace, safe, place, base. Damn, I think I'm crazed. Terror's the era, no errors within my terror. Are you scared of the six double accent, demonically elegant elements? A manic depressive aggressiveness. Stress me, bitch, and you will feel the strength of my weapons. Kick, trick, curry, hit, curry, dickery, duck. I smoke top notch, foot crop, drop. The D, the O, the P, the E, I need the B, the L, the U, and T, because they're green.
flower, flower, got much love. I tell you don't fuck with the 666 mic, cause you know that we on them drugs. Damn, I'm going off with this blunt, out of space, rap. Lord, I'm from us, I keep clouds of smoke flying out my mouth. To my fucking head, caught them trees and sleeping, but them bust up bitches dead. Peace out to my niggas, Timmy Killer, then my roadies. My mama said it'd be day like this, but my daddy never told me. And that's why I'm a hard leg, twisting on my dreads. I'm scared a nigga dead, it's in my fucking head. Thinking I would hesitate and wait to fuck your bitches down. All my D's, niggas ain't no damn hologram, but I'm clicking with it quickness like a sickness from the 666. Drop you in a splendor, cut you up like Jeffrey Thomas, bitch. Really, I could curl this by the nigga trying to flex against the motherfucker. Take you, get some up in your neck. And when you see the cruise, the nigga, it's a fucking red rum. Run, 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 before I leave your damn body.
It's cool, niggas, motherfucker. Like, send this shit out to my motherfucking niggas I kick with over in North Memphis, South Memphis. To all my motherfucking niggas I kick with in Northside, the real motherfuckers.
Is that one a compilation as well? Or is it?
Yeah, it's like, so that one's off, that version is from a compilation called Underground Volume 1, which is like a collection of like stuff off the first few mixtapes that they put out. But that specific song's off the original mixtape is Smoked Out Locked Out. Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good one. It's got a lot of their best tunes. A lot of really like ahead of its time production.
What's this last one that you're gonna play for us?
Andro by 106 Point Never. Like that's he's great. All of his stuff's great. Like
how old is this one?
This one, I'm not entirely sure what year it was. Maybe like 2012 or something. Yeah. Maybe even like
More recent than some of the.
Maybe even like 2009. Like it's the last album he did that was sort of like his old buzz. It was sort of seems like more of a transitional album because he's only put out a couple of full lengths since then, which are way different to the early stuff. And so this is kind of like where he started getting deep into the sampling, but still has a lot of those sort of like classic 106 like synth textures, which is nice. Like all a Juno 60 pretty much, or a Juno 6, I'm not sure which one, but like that's the what he uses, like one synth apparently, like for like all of his old stuff and a couple pedals and like that's it basically,
real simple.
Yeah, and so like with the last couple records, which I still like absolutely love, especially what's the most recent one called, Garden of Delete. That was like that's it, just the stuff he like comes up with is insane, and the ways he meshes together like all of these different sounds and like rhythms that feel like really like almost nauseating sometimes, like it's just crazy. Like I don't know how you think of making stuff like that, you know. Some of the stuff's like obvious, like synth drones with some woos, but some of it is just like
real out
crazy
there.
Yeah, and so this is just one of those nicer droney tracks which like more, I guess, directly influenced some of the textures and some of the more like ambient stuff.
Why did you pick out this track over any of the other ones on this release?
I guess just for that reason, I guess, you know, just sort of like it's more relevant to the stuff that I'm making and more, yeah, directly kind of an obvious influence on the last couple things that I put out.
Sweet. Thanks for coming in.
No, thanks for having me.
I'll see you on Saturday.
Yeah.
Wait, Friday.
Friday, yeah. It's
Friday,
gonna be crazy.
King's Arms.
It's gonna be crazy.
It's gonna be sweet.
Come to the Moments New Year's thing. I'm turning up. It's gonna be crazy. Cool.
Yeah, have you got anything else coming up?
Just that.
Those
yeah,
two
the
things?
Moments New Year's thing in Wellington.
Awesome.
It's gonna be crazy.
Sweet ass. It was good having a chat to you.
No, thanks for having me. Ka kite.
That was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.